Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, I'm talking with Renee Culver and Allegra Ringo, and we have a very important question to ask you. Can we pet your dog?
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It automatically just makes you happy. And to go from one opener to another, it just is right there with you.
That's all we asked. That's all we need.
Well, hi guys. Thank you so much for tuning into our Spotlight On. I'm Jay Ellis, and I'm sitting with two of my favorite podcasters, Allegra Ringo and Renee Culver.
Hello.
Thank you both again so much for coming in. I super appreciate it. And today we're going to talk everything dogs, podcasts, your personal life. We're going to get really into it. So
thank God.
Yeah. First of all, how's your day going? Let's start there. Nice sunny day. You already saw a dog in the studio. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. Out of the gate, we were on the fence. Then we saw that dog that's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buddy. Now, how long have you guys had a dog in the studio for?
Constantly. Since I've been here, if there's not a dog wandering the halls, we are just not happy. I speak on my own, but I'm thinking for the rest of the hosts as well. Like, we have to have a dog kind of wandering around. And they're usually about that size, which, you know, Renee, I know that you're a big dog lover.
Sure.
As am I, but that dog size just fits. I'm talking maybe like a 10, 15 pound dog.
It's like LA office size.
Exactly.
Or LA apartment size also.
Right. Yeah.
LA, like, you kind of have to have a little bit of a compact dog if you're going to take them places.
Right. Yeah. Well. And I mean, get into it. We have over 250 workers here. So a dog is almost guaranteed always to be in here. So it's really nice. It kind of livens up the office a little bit.
Yeah.
I love those odds. We're going to keep hiring people until we've got a number that isn't a dog.
You know, it really should just be like a requirement on the application. Like, and pets? Like, yes? Okay. I guess if you guys don't know, the podcast is Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm talking with the two hosts right now. Obviously, we're obsessed with dogs, so that's going to be a majority of our conversation. If you could just give like a log line, or just maybe people who don't know what the podcast is about, if you could just give us a little bit of information about what Can I Pet Your Dog is about.
Sure. So it's basically a podcast for unapologetic dog lovers, because I think there can be people who are like, I'm going to play it cool. If I'm in a social setting and there's a dog, I will continue the conversation. These are not our people.
No, that's not
we need that. Like, everything stops. This is our dog.
Right.
So it is, it's everything you'd expect it to be. We've got segments called Dogs We Met This Week.
Mm-hmm.
Feature those people. We've got Dog Heroes. We got Dog Tech. We'll have our little celebrity guests on. We won't let them talk about their projects.
Yeah.
Nope.
We don't care.
Nobody cares. Who needs it?
What's your dog?
We've heard it. It's fine.
Yeah. Use other outlets for that. We just want to hear about the dog.
Yes.
That's correct.
Exactly.
And then, I know, but just... How did we get the podcast started? Because we're going into almost 100 episodes now, so we've been going for a while. And how did it get started?
Sure. Great question. So our beloved friend, Travis McElroy, huge podcast guy. I used to be a personal trainer. I did a little thing online saying, hey, I'm looking for new clients. He reached out and said, hey, I would love to train. Would you want to do like a barter system? I'll teach you how to podcast. And I was like, McElroy will teach you how to podcast? Yes. Yes. So we immediately were like, oh, okay, great. And he was like, terrific. All you have to do is figure out like what you want to podcast about. So we went on a hike to figure that out, but we didn't get to the bottom of it because we just petted dogs the whole time. So we like went back to Travis. We're like, dogs, can we talk? And he was like, yeah, that might work, actually. And he was right. It did. And that's how we're here.
Our first ideas, too, like, when I think back on them, they kind of made sense at the time, but it was like deals. Like, we were like, we'll do like Groupon deals. That's what our podcast will be about. And it's like, I guess that wouldn't have been the worst thing, but now with like our whole kind of Facebook community and like social media community around dogs, it's like, what were we thinking?
Right.
That would never have
just
been
dogs.
Fun.
After like two episodes, people are like, these aren't even relevant anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's just telling me where to go in LA.
Yeah.
It's not helping.
Yeah, now that Groupon has expired, I don't know what you want me to do with this information.
Right. Exactly.
And the great thing is everybody can relate to dogs. They're all around the world, so not just a regional podcast.
Yeah. Right? And they don't expire.
Exactly. Yeah, luckily, dogs do not expire. Now, how did you guys meet? Because you have such great chemistry on the podcast. Is this a UCB relationship? Friendship?
I guess sort of affiliated. We had a buddy who was doing a short film, and we were bored. So we like made chatty friendship, and then when the film came out, all she had was like great reactions in the film. So I like found her on Facebook. I'm like, hey, love that face, and she's like, I did. Okay, all right. And then I forced a friendship out of her.
Right.
I had no lines, and Renee is the only person who's ever complimented my acting. My whole role was I was supposed to look like annoyed at a guy who was being annoying, and so I just was going. Like that, it was like a nothing role, and Renee was like, "She's guys, I gotta be friends with her."
This kid's got chops.
I was gonna say, for the audio listeners, you did not just see the amazing acting that we
just
saw.
Right,
on
sorry, I forgot. There's some. Yeah, guys, I rolled my eyes. It was pretty great. So look it up.
We are filling out the Oscar ballots now, and I'm pretty sure you're a shoo-in. Mm-hmm. So you brought up Travis McElroy.
Yes,
he is no longer your producer. Much love to him. Like, I love the show because I mean, I kind of fanboyed out a little bit outside of the studio saying that. Early in the episodes, he was very vocal in the podcast, and now we have Alexis, who is fantastic, took over the job perfectly. But yeah. We had a little Travis special earlier this year, right, where mm-hmm. he came in and kind of filled us in on his move. And so what's your guys', I guess, how's the podcast changed since Travis left versus Alexis? Has anything really changed?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I would say, well, first, he was so great, because we'd never podcasted, ever.
Yes.
So he was so instrumental in, like, teaching us what to do and, like, try not to go on tangents as long.
Yeah.
So I would say the transition, what, like, we missed him. Mm-hmm. We just missed him because it was nice to have him there. So it was like, oh, you miss your pal. And everything's great. He just moved. So it was difficult for him to produce for us anymore.
Right.
So we would, I would say probably the first four or five episodes, we would like just talk and we'd still be waiting for somebody to be like, yeah, wrap it up.
Right.
And nobody was there to tell us to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So I think the transition would have been like the self-edit of,
right,
you got it, you can get there. But now it feels pretty, I mean, we still miss him, but yeah. Alexis is great and it's kind of evolved into a nice girl power thing.
Right.
I'm really glad we had Travis at the beginning because like Renee said, we really didn't know what we were doing. We weren't really big podcast listeners even. And so I feel like he really taught us like what makes a good podcast.
Yeah.
But I do think ultimately, even though we miss him, it's kind of, I feel a little bit good for us to have been on our own 2 feet a little bit, because it's easy to get reliant upon a producer who is there to be like, okay, guys, wrap it up, or who is jumping in. And it kind of made us like figure things out a little more for ourselves.
Right. Now, the tone of the podcast has been consistent from episode one all the way to almost 100. I mean, I think we're at 97. Was that just released?
Yeah. Yes.
It was, okay.
Yeah.
I listened. Luckily, I'm in traffic a lot in LA, so I have a lot of podcasts to catch up on. And yours, right, always is one of the first ones that I put on. I want to talk about goat yoga, by the way.
Yeah.
That's something.
We're getting to it.
We're going
to
go.
Mm-hmm.
But from episode one to where we are now, I mean, the tone is, I mean, we have the same segments. How do you keep it fresh? Like, what goes into every week creating this, I guess, a different show using the same topics?
Sure.
Yeah.
So I can think this also speaks to the success of the podcast, mm-hmm, is if you find something you are unequivocally passionate about, then it's just easy. You're just like, yes, I can talk about that all the live long day. Mm-hmm. So I think it's sincere interest, mm-hmm, which makes it good. And then the guests help a lot because everybody's got a different story, yeah, and a different thing.
Yeah.
And then social media is great. They're like, oh, you want to hear the dog hero of the week? We've got 80 million options
yeah,
for you.
Right.
That
so
is
it makes
very
it easy.
True. Also, I think having a segmented podcast is really helpful for anyone starting. Put some segments in, loose segments, because it is, you know, the same segments every week, but they're very loose. Like, dog news can kind of be anything. So if there is a good dog news story, you know, that segment is there for kind of guidance a little bit. So you're not starting from scratch, but it can be new every week.
Yeah.
And people said, when we started a dog podcast, how long can you really talk about dogs?
It turns out.
97 episodes.
Exactly. 97 episodes.
And going strong. Yeah. And that leads me, was there anything that hasn't worked so far on the podcast that you've kind of shied away from?
Well, we have actually, we came out with a bonus episode earlier this year on Maximum Fun for Maximum Fun subscribers. That is our, like, cut segments that we cut from either the first, was it all from the first episode?
Maybe. No, I think we had a few other, like, additional, like, oh, that's just a bad idea.
Yeah.
You just shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
We had a few. One was actually, like, it was fun, but it didn't fit the podcast. It was called Emails to Pistachio. So it was a fictional exchange between me and my dog, Pistachio, that I'd written for the Higgs Weldon, which is a humor site our friends write for. it's like a fun segment, but it didn't fit the tone of the podcast at all because it was like fiction in the middle of this very sort of non-fictional, mm-hmm. genuine dog podcast.
It probably would work now just because listeners know her dog so well. Maybe. And all her like traits and stuff, but out of the gate to be like, we're strangers and this strange dog and here's a letter and just a lot.
Right.
And like, this is the only fiction thing in the episode. It didn't make sense.
Yeah. And then I wanted to pitch one called Two-Thirds Movie Review. Okay. So it's all dog movies where the dog maybe didn't do great at the end. So I'll just remove that movie up to the point that that's it. So like, Old Yeller was great and he was helpful on the farm. The end of the film.
And that's where we left Old Yeller.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that idea. I think that could be reincorporated in. Now, you brought up Maximum Fun. They are essentially your backers and a part of NPR. Is that correct? Or Jesse Thorne is... I'm sorry, I'm kind of unclear.
Oh, no,
I know
fine.
That there's
it's
a...
It's confusing. Yeah. Podcast networks are confusing.
Right.
Yeah, no, so Jesse's podcast, Bullseye, is a part of both Maximum Fun and NPR. But
okay.
Otherwise, they're separate companies.
Okay.
But they're our pals.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah.
So with them being involved, how does that... Were they, from the start, it was a Maximum Fun... I guess podcast or how did you get involved with them then?
We got so lucky.
That's Travis. Or?
So again, Travis has I couldn't tell you how many. 3 podcasts on Next Fun?
Oh, I think it's like
maybe 4.
I thought it was like 15. 5.
He's got a lot of shows.
It's a lot.
He's everywhere, yeah.
Right. So he very lovingly was like, we'll help you produce it. Mm-hmm. And then out of the gate, he's friends with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Right.
So that was our guest.
First episode one.
Yeah.
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 I mean.
Did I cry afterwards?
She did.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know who he was yet. So behind I was
scenes,
fine.
Behind the scenes, we were talking about maybe a Hamilton open on the, the opener, but we went with the title, yeah.
Poor Jay was like, what kind of intro music do you guys want? And we're just like, show tunes.
We don't know what music is.
It'll be bad.
Can we just play a podcast at the top? That's where we all were.
So we just kind of hit the jackpot where we got Travis as our producer, and then Travis submitted it to Jesse, and Jesse said yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So our very first podcast ever went directly onto a network.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those like lightning in a bottle things that worked out.
And Sam, a fan of Jordan Jesse Go, so he knows what he's doing. I feel Jesse's just on it. Now, to keep your, I guess, show... active and going, you guys just recently did a live show, mm-hmm. and how is that different from doing, I guess, in the studio? What did you notice with the differences in that?
I was way more nervous.
Sure,
really?
It was so scary for me.
Well, and I think we also had our heroes on.
Yeah.
So it was Janine Garofalo and Karen Kilgariff and Drew Lynch, which is if you like, the 3 funniest people who talk about dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I would say, so I think, just the nerves of like listening to your heroes, mm-hmm. And then the audience interaction to make sure that you don't trample over laughter. And then also just like staring at your hero and be like, I should have listened instead of just stared at you. Okay. All right.
I also couldn't, we were like, you know, this is a curved table. This is a very small thing. This is a curved table. I can see all of you. Great. On stage, we were 5 people at like a straight table.
Yeah.
I couldn't see anything the whole time.
Right. And you don't know if you're looking out or if you have to turn.
Yeah.
I know I've been on those situations too, where you're just trying to map out where everybody's at and you're just so aware of what you're doing that you're not even in the situation anymore.
You're like, oh my God, what am I? Is this so weird?
I don't, right.
Yeah.
Every picture is up to just.
Yeah. Hello.
Now, how did you keep it from being too political during the live episode?
Oh, we didn't. Oh, we definitely did not.
Guys, if you have Janine Garofalo, you have to put a too political warning on yourself. But look, we did not care. We were so happy to have her, and we were like, look, everybody,
it's
this
fine.
Is a swearing episode. This is a political episode. It's Janine Garofalo. Everyone can deal with
you
it.
You can work with it.
Yeah.
You're fine.
That review, I mean, it just makes me laugh. Too happy?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Those 2 people, I just love where in the world, wherever they're doing, they're just like, this podcast is too happy and too political. Like, it's neither.
We love it.
You guys are the right amount of happy, if I could say that.
Thank you.
I'll probably dial it back from time to time. But what you're referring to is our iTunes reviews.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
So, so we do have one that says we're too happy. And we probably shouldn't do this. You should probably just ignore negative reviews. But we love it so much that we talk about it on the show. And we try to get, like, bad review bingo. So we've got our too happy, we've got our too political, and then recently we got our first female vocal fry.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's one you have to get.
Yeah.
But it took us, like, almost 2 years. And I'm proud that we finally hit that benchmark.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, we have goals that we have to work towards, so now we got to make other bingo charts to figure out.
Sure.
On the panel show, it's us. How many times are they going to interrupt each other? It's just like, you guys don't, I mean, we're having just a conversation. You guys talk over each other. You kind of think that's the end of the sentence, and we're just on microphones, so there's only so much we can do.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, on a panel, it's impossible not to.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, with this amount of people, hopefully you guys are okay that we're not interrupting each other. Now, so Can I Pet Your Dog has really kind of progress, and now you are actually going to be starting the Cuteness podcast, or you've already started, but it's going to be coming to our ears very, it's available now on Fridays.
Yes.
I want to make sure I get this. So Can I Pet Your Dog is available every Tuesday across all platforms, iTunes, wherever you go, Stitcher, yada yada, right? Same idea for Cuteness podcast. We're going to have that everywhere. It's available also on the Cuteness website, which I was checking out before you got here. It's a very great website, you guys. There's articles, there's helpful, I guess, suggestions on how to groom or take care of your dogs. There's very inspiring pictures of, there was, I mean, one of my favorites was Chris Evans with his dog Dodger. I don't
know. Yeah, I love it.
I could have got lost in that article. So tell me a little bit about the Cuteness podcast, or the, I guess, Cuteness website, podcast, the articles you're writing. Let me know about it.
Yeah. Sure. So Cuteness is a website we got involved in because of Can I Pet Your Dog. We started kind of talking to them, just feeling like we're on the same wavelength.
Right. You like dogs, we like dogs. Yeah. Let's make this happen.
Exactly. So we started writing articles for them and then eventually started talking about a podcast because they wanted to get into the world of podcasts. They've never done one before. And so we ended up pitching them the Cuteness podcast, which is very different than Can I Pet Your Dog. It's about all pets, including dogs.
And snakes.
Not just dogs.
Yes. Yes. Maybe.
Maybe, right. But not bugs. But we found out.
We rolled out. Gotta draw the line at some point.
Our producer Alexis is pushing for bugs.
I can't. Who wants that?
Sure. I don't know. Alexis? It's very... Alexis kind of does.
Come on. I know. I have a dark past that I worked in theme parks for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
One of which was the live version of Fear Factor Live.
Oh, no.
So I did the... Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we had I had a lot of bugs there. But it actually won me over. I was like... Listen, they're great showmen. Say what you will. They put on a show,
that's
those
true.
Bugs. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
They really are the unsung hero of some of those segments. You know, they're camera ready at all times. They're ready to go. Yeah.
Exactly.
No diva attitudes. But let me out of this cup and I'll crawl when you need me to.
Even when they sleep, it's hilarious because it's supposed to be terrifying. They're just like, whatever.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great.
So, I mean, I know that we're going to get a lot more coverage of animals just in general. But and you were saying we're going to have the same kind of format, segments, etc., kind of going into it?
Yeah. So we have celebrity guests. We have some industry experts. We talk about health tips, funny stuff we've seen. We talk about goat yoga.
Yeah.
Just interesting animal stuff we've experienced or read about. So it's fun because it's a little more broad than the other one.
Great.
And I seem to find a way to find my favorite YouTube video in every episode.
Oh,
I'm just like,
oh,
did you guys know the bears are getting in pools? Let's talk about it. Which is great.
It sounds fun and light, like it's going to be a really fun Friday for the weekend if you're going to the beach or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, for the Max Fun Drive, Renee, you are a dog wanter that will soon be a dog owner. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, where are we at on that story? Where are we going with this?
Sure. So, great question. We're at, I would say, 3 hours of Pet Finder a day, just looking, just swiping. So so I have a roommate situation where he just didn't care for a dog, so we had to... figure that. So I just had some hurdles in my way. And he will move out in September.
Okay.
So I wanted to start the process immediately. I was like, oh that'll end up with a dog immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start in July.
Okay.
Which will probably mean a dog in July and I just beg for forgiveness. I feel is how the process is going to go.
Yeah.
That's what you're really going to do.
Yeah, right. So I get 2 more weeks and then I'm going to start looking.
Oh, that's so crazy.
I know.
Now, do you have a specific breed that you're looking for? Is it just kind of whoever catches your eye?
Sure. Whoever. I have my dream sheet. I want a big...
Right.
I'd like a floppy, both in demeanor and ears.
Oh, I know. The best.
Right. If he can jog with me, not fast, just a nice steady pace.
Yeah.
And then will you allow me to hug you more than you'd like, but you allow it.
Right.
Are my requirements.
And now we had an audience participation with the Max Fun Drive where they get the opportunity to name your dog.
Yep.
Have you had any good submissions yet? Or do you know what any of them are?
You know what? Those kiddos are so sweet. They're like, well, we can't possibly offer a name without looking at him.
Yeah. That's actually...
What does he look like?
Yeah.
There's been some silly suggestions.
Yeah.
We got him a still cuddle butt. I believe is a top contender, but I...
Strong contender.
I made my bed and now it's time to sleep in it.
I do have a suggestion.
Let's
just because it came from the Max Fun Drive, I was kind of thinking it's very... You could be boy, girl, big dog, small dog, driver.
Oh,
just throwing it out there. I'm just saying...
No, I sincerely love that.
Oh,
interesting.
I mean, Allegra, we could...
driving around.
Driver.
I like it.
Yeah, and then drivey, if you're feeling like it's
drivey.
Zippy. You never call it, I mean, pistachio.
No,
I don't know how often it's actual pistachio unless she's in big trouble. But
exactly right.
How, I mean, you know, you got to change it up, got to give it a lot of nicknames. So my suggestion is Driver. Just keep it in the back of your head.
I like that.
I do. I also, because it sounds kind of cool, and especially if he's just clumsy and floppy, I'm just like, well, this is our Driver. So good luck tonight.
Yeah. Well, I'm really happy I'm in the running, guys. I got to tell you. And then just a real quick update on Pistachio. Anything new coming out of her leg? Like, what? Where are we at with Pistachio?
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, where are we ever at with Pistachio? Well, we have a new kitten. So our new kitten is named Rick. So Pistachio and Rick are getting along really swimmingly. There were a couple of days when they were so out of their minds together just playing, and it was, like, so cute, but I got just no work done, and I was like, oh, no, what have we done? But, like, just as of this week, they've kind of calmed down a little bit to a point where they play just enough, and then they sleep side by side just enough.
The best.
It's the best.
Right.
So Pistachio is, I think, learning how to get used to a little brother without going nuts all the time. Mm-hmm. I think his novelty has worn off just enough, but she's, like, still really into him.
Has Pistachio interacted with, I mean, besides the cat that you were watching before, has Pistachio grown? Because I feel like that's kind of a scary thing to introduce dogs, because it doesn't always work.
Right. We don't know. In her foster home, I don't believe she had cats before she came to me. Mm-hmm. But she always took to cats when we would see them on walks. She always loved them. Okay. And they didn't always want to play with her, understandably. But she always tried to play in, like, a non-aggressive way. Uh-huh. And so when we brought Switch, our old cat, into the mix, we weren't too scared about that. And she tried to play with him all the time, and she loved him. He was a grown cat who was, like, he's super chill, but he was just like, I'm not going to do this.
Right.
Why didn't we us both? Right. Yeah, exactly. So our hope was that bringing a kitten in to, you know, raise him with dogs, with a dog, rather, from kittenhood, it would go a little better than that. Mm-hmm. And it has so far.
It's so cute.
It's pretty cute.
Okay.
I've
got to tell you, seeing two different types of animals interacting is the best. You got to look for those videos, those memes of just
so cute.
You know, goats with a cat or any. I mean, anything where you're just like, this shouldn't work, but it's working somehow.
It's the best.
Okay, well, I mean, kind of on that wave, I'm going to go into a game because I know you guys have a game on your show where you make your guest name a dog based on a breed and a gender. Mm-hmm. Now, mine's a little bit different. It's called Woof You Rather.
Great title.
I didn't tell you anything walking into the studio about what it's about, so I'm going to explain the rules for you real quick. Earlier this week, I sent to our producer, Josh, some pictures of dogs, and I want to hear, what would you rather adopt? And I need some reasons. So they're fictional, famous dogs.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Josh, I'm not sure if they're going to be in order. So whichever one you throw up on the screen, we will go. Oh, okay, now, this is Renee. I'm actually interested to see what Renee will say about this one. We have Bruiser Woods from Legally Blonde. And we have Clifford the Big Red Dog. Now, look at the scale of Clifford. And now I need from both of you, just which one would you adopt if you saw them in the cage?
Yeah. So, well, now, again, because that is from Legally Blonde, which is a musical. But here's the thing. There's another bulldog in Legally Blonde. Mm. So if it were between the bulldog and this would be a much more difficult thing.
Okay.
But I just, based off a rule, I got to go with the big.
Yeah.
Got to go with Clifford. Right. Namely because, listen, I've been known to go out and have a drink or two. That's a free Uber home.
That's
what that is.
Getting around LA would be so fast. Hop on Clifford's back. He's got the back of your home in two steps.
Five stars for Clifford. He's got some patches for gum.
Renee, you always say your ideal dog is one you could ride in an emergency.
Yes.
I mean, Clifford embodies that to a T. That's perfect.
Right. Allegra, are you going in the same boat here? Is that...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm Team Bruiser all the way.
I've got to say, I'm siding more with Renee on this one. I've got to go Clifford. It's, I mean, a red dog, A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You want to just be the size of an eyeball on the dog. Like,
he could kind of be your house, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he could be everything.
And I'm trying to wonder, what would I get for a collar? Because that's got to be an undertaking.
Yeah.
Like a hose.
Right.
Yeah. Perfect. So that's our first one we had. So I'm ruling in the favor of Clifford on that one. Okay. Who do we have next, Josh?
Ooh.
We have two classics here. We got Snoopy and Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
This is a great game.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
I was so proud of this
one. It's really good.
Okay.
This is so good. Well, now listen. I feel like I'm gonna create an upset.
Uh-oh.
Because obviously Scooby's bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's also a big scaredy cat. Just come on, Scoob. I need you to step it up for me. I'm in haunted houses all the time. I can't have you behind me.
Saying rut-row. Like, he's not adding to this.
That's true. No.
Yeah.
This guy, on the other hand, old Snoops, I take him to the club. Good, just, no, I don't want to dance. He's in.
He's dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Renee is always at a club or a haunted house. You can't get a hold of her at any time.
So hard.
I'm dancing. I'm being scared. I can't talk right now.
Yeah. What about you, Allegra? What are you thinking?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to play. I'm going to be in character for this one. I'm going to go with Snoopy. I like that Snoopy is A, small. Mm-hmm. B, I like that he's so wise. He always just knows what he wants. He's like sitting there eating bones and reading the paper and just hanging out and like kind of doesn't care what the humans are doing.
Yeah.
I respect that.
And as far as catchphrases go, I know Scooby's got his ro-ro, but Snoopy with his whines is just the best.
Yeah.
When he's aggravated.
That's true.
Yeah, nobody does
You got to set up a doghouse. Snoopy will lay on top. It's very, very manageable. Right? Scooby, I feel like, is always causing trouble, knocking things over. So, all right, we're all in agreement then that we would go with Snoopy the Beagle, right? Snoopy
the Beagle? Yeah, he's a weird-looking Beagle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but Beagle, classic. I mean, this is just a one for the ages. Now we have Lady and the Tramp from Disney's Lady and the Tramp. Mm-hmm. So Cocker Spaniel versus, I would say, like a Mutt Terrier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right, so what do we got?
Out of the gate, I can't compete with that liquid eyeliner.
No.
It's just going to make me feel bad about myself every day.
Look at those brows as well.
Right? I mean, you're gonna...
yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
You know what? This one's a sacrifice because I do love a Cocker Spaniel. They're so cute, but I'm going to embarrass her everywhere we go. Mm. Just a pluck is all I ask of you.
Yeah.
And I didn't get around to it. Uh-huh. So I think me and the Tramp both stick in garbage. Okay. We get along much better.
Okay. Perfect.
Hey, how big is the Tramp?
I would say it's like a medium, like a 40 or 50 pound. Hmm. He didn't look too aggressively big.
Okay. Sure. I'm going to go with the Tramp, too, for similar reasons, sort of. I like a scrappy dog.
Yeah.
40, 50 pounds is a little big for me.
Okay.
Whereas Lady, I think, is probably more my size usually. But I think she's a little prissy, and I like the Tramp's scrappiness.
Very demure. Yeah. Okay. So now I'm minus.
Then what's you?
Okay. Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I love turkey meatballs. Tramp kind of scooted over the extra turkey meatball over to Lady. I want that meatball. Oh. So I'm going to go just based on food alone. And we're going to be sharing that pasta.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going with Tramp on this one. And I had a dog very similar to Tramp. Who, so very near and dear to my heart. I mean, nothing against Lady, but got to go Tramp.
Sure.
He's a scrappy dog.
Yeah. Lady might need to hear what we're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the truth doesn't hurt unless it ought to.
Yeah. And look at that collar. She's standing with just such regal. She doesn't need the help. She's got it.
Yeah.
She's in a good home.
She's fine.
Couldn't afford her. Like, she just looks.
Right?
She just looks like she makes more money than me.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
I mean that face. All right, Josh. What do we have next? So we all that was a Tramp. Now here's what this one's a little far fetched, but we have Cujo from Stephen King's Cujo, which I think if you give him some behavior training, could be it's a great big dog.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Frank and Weenie from Tim Burton's more recent Frank and Weenie. So two fictional dogs that maybe have bad behavior, but I think we can help them. We can change them. So where do you fall on these two?
Wait, I keep going first. Do you want to grab this one?
Yeah, Lager, let's hear you.
Okay, well, this is an easy one, though, because Cujo is so terrifying, and Frank and Weenie is so cute. A, he's great size. He's a weenie. Mm-hmm. Is he a weenie dog? Wiener dog?
No, I mean, it's in the title.
Well, it's got to be.
I guess so. In the original one, I know he's a bull terrier, even though he's named Frank and Weenie, but
maybe Jack Russell? Was that
maybe.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of kind of the description before it was he was Frank and Weenie.
I don't know.
Either way, he doesn't care. He'll let you call him anything. That's true.
So
he's agreeable.
He's small like I like, and I like that he came back from the dead. I haven't actually seen this one. I've seen the original Tim Burton one. I'm guessing the plot is the same.
Same idea.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. It just went from a short to an extended
right. I've seen the short, and I love him in the short. He's so lovable.
Right.
And Cujo, again, terrifying, deadly. I don't even know. I have not seen Cujo, I'll be honest with you. Have you?
Sure, I have.
I'm too scared.
You wouldn't be, because here's what's going to happen. We're going to win Cujo over. I'm going to cook out Cujo all the way. I'm going to make him some bacon. And then anybody, well, first off, because if my dating experience has taught us anything, I can fix him.
Wow. Yeah, sure.
But then also, nobody's going to mess with you.
That's true.
I got Cujo.
True.
I'm sorry. Do you want to cancel?
Right.
Okay.
Wow. Let's see what Cujo has to say about that. Yeah.
Fair point.
My only concern with Frank and Weenie is there a smell that comes along with a zombie dog, I'm concerned about it.
Interesting.
So, I don't know, on this one, I'm still willing to take that risk. I think Frank and Weenie's just winning me over with those eyes. Those teeth on Cujo are just a little too frightening.
Sure.
Yeah.
They're covered in blood. I'm a lot more scared of that than I am an unpleasant smell.
Right. All right, Allegra won me over on that one. So, Frank and Weenie wins. Okay, now these are two of my favorites. We got Astro from the Jetsons.
Yes.
And Pluto from Disney.
Great.
I mean, classics, right?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. They're both so lovable and likable. There's not one thing you can say bad about them. But I'm going to take this one, actually. Pluto's been my favorite since I was a kid. And I mean, Golden Retrievers was like the family dog growing up. So look at that face. I got to go with Pluto.
Oh, absolutely.
He's just lovable.
Is Pluto a Golden Retriever?
I want to say, I mean, It has to be, right? With that color and the...
Wait, and that loyalty to Mickey. Mickey yells at him so much.
That's true.
And just comes right back every time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, you and X. I'm still deciding.
Mine's definitely Astro for me, only because I am so technologically just a bozo. Uh-huh. Just the word. And I feel like Astro's going to help me figure out which remote starts the TV.
Right.
Because he's in the future. He knows. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, that's hard. I like Astro's tech savvy, but I like Pluto's overall goofiness, mm-hmm. no pun intended. Gosh, this is tough.
You can do both. Maybe you want to adopt both then.
I'm gonna do Astro, actually. I'm gonna second Renee's idea. Okay. I like that. I think he can teach me.
Sure.
Yeah. I need that.
All right.
But Astro. A tough call.
Yep, I know. These are rough. And this is our last one. So we have.
I really could play this game for the rest of my life. So
I'm telling you, narrowing down the options was very rough for me. So I was like, could we just make the whole hour this? We have Lassie, of course, from Lassie. Mm-hmm. It's a border collar terrier. Am I getting that?
That seems right.
Okay. And then Blue, which I'm not really sure what kind of. So this is Blue from Blue's Clues. Mm-hmm. So both very invested in helping you figure out things.
Interesting.
I guess it just depends on your loyalties of, do you want a long-haired dog or a blue polka dot dog?
Ooh.
Mine out of the gate is Blue. I don't know. Again, it's a sound thing. Right. With the way that they make noise, it's been a long time. He's like, burr, 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 burr. Come on, Blue. Right. So cute. We're having fun. I'll wake up to that.
Yeah. This is another really hard one. These keep getting harder.
Intentional. Yeah, it's a hard choice.
Blue is such a sweetheart. Uh-huh. Lassie, however, could get me out of the scrapes I'm constantly getting into.
Yeah.
I guess it's like, how much help do I need? I think I need Lassie. I think I need more help. Mm-hmm. I think I need like the physical help out of the wells I'm stuck in.
But as a fan of true crime, you don't want somebody helping you figure it out. This one solves his name's Blue's Clues.
That's true. I do love true crime. But you know, okay, Renee knows this. I'm on a real water spilling kick this week. I've spilled multiple glasses of water. It's only Wednesday. I feel like I am the kind of klutz that needs a Lassie because I'm inevitably going to get into a worse situation than that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, help. And Lassie will be there.
All right. That's fair.
And I also feel like Lassie's kind of a tattletale. Like, maybe I don't want to get out of that well, you know?
Oh, that's true.
I'm into trouble.
I'm hiding Lassie.
Yeah. I'm playing hide and seek and you're giving me away every time, Lassie.
That's true.
So I got to go with Blue on this one. I think Blue is a girl, and I think she would add a real fun to the house, you know, just causing mischief and hiding things and then helping me find it.
Great. Helping
finding
you
finding keys. Yeah, there we go.
That's true.
All right, perfect. So we all landed on Blue on that one. Well, thank you so much for playing that. That was...
Happily. I will go back and do a bracket system. Now these winners compete against these guys.
I thought about it. I was like, I can't. I mean, this will be the whole show. All right, so let's see. We talked podcasts. We played our fun game. Now I just want to talk a little bit about you two, kind of, I guess, your background. I know there's some things that I kind of... Googled a little bit. I had to stalk you. So I know that you, I'm coming from Groundlings. I know you both studied at UCB. You both are writers. Can you just talk about like kind of your past, your background, kind of your time in LA? What's kind of driven you to, I guess, get onto the podcast? Where are you going from here? Just kind of an overall assessment of where you're at.
Oh, sure. You want to go?
Sure.
You want to go?
All right.
Talk at the same time. It's great.
It's great. Everybody go. I feel like yours is more concise. So,
right?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, sure. Let's see if Renee is right. I grew up in Orange County, which is about an hour south of here. I always wanted to be a writer. I started actually taking improv classes when I was just a little baby of like 18 years old. I used to drive up from Orange County to LA, you guys. If you live around here, you know that is ridiculous. I'm not doing it anymore. So I took improv classes at UCB Theater when it first opened here, and that kind of got me really wanting to write comedy. I moved up here about 7 years ago, started writing for a sketch team at UCB, as well as doing some writing for Vice and The Atlantic and Reductress and a bunch of other sites around the internet. But it was really Renee who talked me into podcasting. I said, why? Who cares? Everyone has a podcast. And she said, what else are you doing? And it was true. I had just gotten laid off from my day job. And I was like, what else am I doing? And now it's like the most fun. I love being in the world of podcasts. It's so much fun.
That's awesome.
Writing, obviously, I still love writing and everything, but it's you know, so solitary, especially writing for the internet. You just kind of sit in a room and write an article. And podcasting is so collaborative and it's so much fun. We've met so many fun people, like learned so many interesting things, and met so many dogs.
Yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree completely. Mine is a little different. So it started out Dark Past, musical theater.
Right. Okay.
came out to California for all the theme park shows. And then in LA, I booked New York shows. So I went to New York and finally the dream had come true. And then I did the exact same show every night. I was like, oh no, I hate this.
Yeah.
So then that got me into like UCB classes. And I was like, oh yes, yes, this is better. And then the weather in New York, I was like, oh, there's a place where you don't have to deal with that. So back to LA with me.
yeah.
And then that turned into like comedy and writing. And then Travis got us into podcasting, and here we are.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now, how do you feel like I feel like improv is beneficial for anybody just to have. It gets you out of, you know, introverts out of their bubble. I've met some of the best people I have in my life right now through those, because it's just that similar interest. Everybody loves comedy. Like, how do you feel like that's kind of helped you, I guess, in the podcast and just in life for UCB?
Yeah, I would say teamwork a lot. Like, I think it's because performing can be really competitive. Mm-hmm. So improv specifically is you got to have each other's back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's been nice. Also, the yes and thing of you can't just be like, oh, hey, good job. You also need to contribute something.
Sure.
Right.
Which is a nice sort of a life lesson, mm-hmm. I think, that you can apply.
And incidentally, I don't have anything to add to that because it was well put. Yes, and that was a good answer.
The perfect answer. You can't think of anything better. It's perfect. Now, I guess as far as writing, where do you get your voice, or how do you, when you're writing something, let's say for Cuteness Now, mm-hmm. how do you appeal to, or how do you know how you're going to start an article? What's the voice? Who is the audience? Like, how do you decide how you're going to get that out?
Ooh, for me, how I always like to start writing any article is I just write down everything I already know.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of save the research for a second later. So I just start writing what I know. That's the way I really just get started. Otherwise, I'll put it off forever. I like to do that. And for me, my voice just kind of usually comes out naturally, especially with something that's like something like Cuteness. It's very, generally speaking, pretty light and fun. And so they've made me feel comfortable enough where I feel like I can inject my voice into everything.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I guess it comes out naturally once I start writing what I know.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I guess the only thing I'd add to that is as I'm researching it, this is so groovy, but observe my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever I think is like interesting or funny or sad or like, oh, I don't like that, then those are like, oh, but those are the things you need to write about.
Mm. Right.
So just kind of like observe that as I go. And then I try to, because Cuteness, we have the world's best editor who really lets you kind of have your own voice. I'm like, damn, sure. I mean, it's in first person more than anybody would want to read, but that's you.
Yeah.
And so like I'm talking to Allegra, like write like you're telling your best friend about it. And that's about But it does. Oh, it helps. God. It just makes it like, oh, and that way it's not precious. It's just like, listen to this exciting thing. Or, right. Can you believe?
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice.
Beautiful yes ending there, Renata. Way to add into that. If you could, now I know that fans of Can I Pet Your Dog have already heard the goat story, but I find it such a weird.
Isn't it crazy?
I mean, what is going on in LA that we have goats and yoga?
Yes.
So if you could just, I mean, this is such a sharp left turn into something, but I find like this is something you'd only find in a park in LA. So if you could tell us the goat yoga story.
Happily.
Take us there.
Yes. So first off, they're doing it again on Saturday. Oh. Are you busy?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Should we go? Should we all go?
Oh my gosh.
It's like, you have plans. I know you do. Cancel them. We'll figure it out.
The thing is, I don't think until later at night, so I don't know how I feel about hooves on my back, but I'm willing to give it a try.
You should feel good.
Okay.
That's fair. So a quick disclaimer, just because I'm such a hypocrite that I can be a little snobby about a viral activity.
Okay.
So like the ice cream museum that's here in town, or like even the like water bucket challenge that happened a few years ago. I was like, if everybody's doing it, I'm not. Go yoga? I was like, I'm in. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That sounds great. So it is in LA. It actually is a bunch of different places.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Oregon and Washington and Boulder, Colorado.
Okay.
So it's in all the places you'd expect it to be.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But out here, it's a company called Hello Critter. You can find them on Instagram. I think it's Hello Critter Care. And they just kind of, they're party goat people. They take goats to parties.
You know, party goat people.
Yes.
Why not?
That big branching. Yeah, right. Okay.
Please do. So to elaborate on that, they were like, oh, we'll have yoga in the park. We'll bring our goats. We'll do a really, and the yoga class is actually excellent. It's not strenuous, but it's good. They have a really good instructor. And I think the first time out, they had like 8 people. Then the next time they had 32. By the time we got there, which I think was their third time, we're already at 200.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know how long this is going to be able to last, but it was so fun. And it was telling Allegra that it reminded me me of the Women's March, where everybody was just had the best attitude. Because you have to wait. You got to wait your turn for the goat to get on your back. But it was just, it's perfect. And then as soon as the goat, you know, they also have goats there. As soon as the goat comes over to your section, yoga's gone. Mm-hmm. Just everybody's gotten out their phone and getting in there. But it was so much fun.
Right.
Do you think they're going to have to get, because there was two goats the whole, for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to have to get more goats?
Yeah.
That seems like
we have to have at least like a goat per 20, right? Like
they
can't they can't make
legally.
These two. I think that's in the rules. Yeah. Like you have to two goats. Yeah,
I'm just so charmed by that catchphrase and say we're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need more goats.
It's perfect. I mean, that needs to be their tagline. If it's
need
not
a bigger amount of goats,
get on that ASAP. If you critter, what is it? Hello Critter.
Yeah, yes,
come on. I'm happy to hear though that it's not just like a novelty. Like come have a goat walk on you. That you're actually getting a workout with yoga. So that's good for your health and good for probably your soul just to have animals around you.
And it's technically free because it's donation-based.
Right.
So they, if you can't afford it, they're like, that's cool. Just come out and enjoy yourself. I mean, like, donate. Donate.
Yeah, but, please note. Yeah, exactly. Don't just go there and use them for the goats. We need to pay for those goats. I guess, I mean, we're kind of getting toward the end here, but I want to ask, like, I'm sure looking forward in for Can I Pet Your Dog and even the Cuteness podcast, how far advanced are you guys planning? Like, do you have any exciting guests that you can mention here? Do you like to keep it under wraps or kind of what can we expect in the future?
Yeah, I think we're always looking for, and what's nice is the bigger guests we get, the more clout we have, the more people respond to emails. Mm-hmm. So we've got a few on the, we'd be interested in that. Nothing confirmed just yet, but people that you would know, which is great.
Yeah.
And then as far as where we want to go with this.
Gosh, it's hard. Like when you start, at least when we started a podcast, we kind of really went, let's see where it goes. And then it kind of went here. I feel like we started not really having, like, here's our goal with a podcast. Because also, even 2 years ago, podcasting was different. It's still a pretty new industry. Mm-hmm. So it's tough. It's kind of tough to, like, plan it out and know where it's going. We'd love to have a Can I Pet Your Dog TV show, though. Like, we'd love to take these segments kind of to the air, to the streets.
And we'll settle for digital. That's
yeah, sure.
fine.
Look, man. Tastemakers, if you're listening. I think that would be like, that's our ultimate goal.
And then we get so many great things on like our Facebook page and like of those dogs that I think a book deal of some sort would be just, but to feature like how dogs brought this community together is a cool story. And I don't know if a book is the best medium for that, but somehow to feature like that cool community element would be cool.
What's great about your community is, I mean, I'm happy to be a part of it, is that they're so vocal. They're so willing to share their stories and their animals. And I mean, we've seen Aaron and Brian from Throwing Shade have successfully made a podcast into a show. So it can be done. And I think that it's exciting times for podcasts because, like you said, it's becoming very saturated now because over the past 2 years, people are taking notice of who's actually getting podcasts. And, you know, if your community's strong and people are willing to support you, I think it's a great way to go. So I'm wishing the best. I'm always excited to hear your guys' podcast. So thank you so much for making the content that you do and making it available for all of us.
Yeah, of course.
Is there anything else that you would like to plug or any upcoming anything, I guess, articles or anything that you want to talk about before we close out?
Got anything else? I think, Can I Pet Your Dog. We're a closed group on Facebook. So just put Can I Pet Your Dog into the search bar.
Yeah.
And then we'll add you. Allegra's got this big thing about no bots.
Do not
be a bot. Do not come in and talk to me if you are a bot. But if you are a human, welcome.
I tried to play a prank once. I'm like, oh, I'm a bot. And it didn't go over well. She didn't like it.
She got bot. Cujo. Right. She got singing Cujo on you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or then Twitter, Instagram, we're at Can I Pet Your Dogs Too Long. So the acronym, is that right?
I don't know.
Whatever. CIPYD podcast on Twitter and Instagram.
Great.
Is where we're at.
And this is where you can share, I mean, you retweet photos of animals, pets, anything in between, stories. I know on Facebook there's a lot of stories about how animals help people, and it's just a great community. So again, thank you so much. And then personal tags or, I guess, Twitters that you guys want to plug? Anything there?
Oh, sure. I'm Allegra Ringo on Twitter and Instagram. I do have a lot of dog and kitten pictures if you're interested. I'll also be on a fun show if you're in LA. I'm on a show at The Last Bookstore downtown tomorrow, Thursday. It's about fake emails. So I'll be reading two real emails and one fake one. And you guys have to guess which one's real.
I love that. That's a fun concept.
It should be fun.
It's going to be as fun. Almost as fun as that game.
Yeah. No. Nothing's going to be. Nothing's as fun as Woof You Rather.
Nothing.
It's the best game.
Will there be goats at this?
No, you're right. I'm not going to go. You're right.
Fair point.
And then how about you, Renee?
And then I'm on Twitter at Renee Colvert. I'm on Instagram, Renee S. Colvert. Messed it up the first time.
Okay.
I got myself locked out. Had to throw an S in there.
Okay.
And then I occasionally get to guest on another podcast called Allison Rosen.
Is
your
great.
New best friend? Oh,
great.
You're so kind. Yeah. So yeah, I think I'll get to do that a little more often, and she's fantastic. So check out her show.
Perfect. And then, guys, I'm your host, Jay Ellis. Thank you so much for watching our Spotlight On. Please check out Can I Pet Your Dog and then the Cuteness Podcast. It's Tuesdays and Fridays for those. Find them. They're fantastic. Thank you guys so much. Have a good afternoon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.